Flashback Friday, sort of going back. I know Martin Houston's going to be a part of our show a little bit later, and we'll go back and talk a little Alabama football. It's always presented by Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama. As we move throughout the evening, Bobby Humphrey will be inducted into the SEC Legends class tomorrow during the game. Alabama taking on the Missouri Tigers. He joins us right now. Bobby, I hope you're doing well. Welcome into the game in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, man, I am doing fantastic, Ryan. And how about yourself? How are you doing today?
Well, I'm having a hard time, to be honest with you. I know we're several days removed from the Iron Bowl, but Nick Saban has a 24-hour rule that applies to the players. I'm not sure if it applies to you and I, because we're still celebrating 55-44. Big win for the Crimson Tide last week inside Bryant-Denny Stadium.
I'm along with Nick Saban on the 24-hour rule. Once we won that, we celebrate that one. We got to get ready for a bigger game now, and it's the championship. But, you know, as a fan and as a former player, you still stay thrilled. You still a thrill, the fact, and celebrating that the way that game, you know, the outcome of that game, because it was such an emotional roller coaster, you know, high-intensity ball game. I tell you, it was one of the more entertaining Iron Bowls that I think I've had to play it in or experience in terms of watching it. So it was a great win for us. However, you know, Atlanta tomorrow night is going to be big for us. It gets us in that Final Four and hopefully in the playoffs and pushes us closer to winning another national championship.
Well, I'm just teasing as far as the celebration rule, but just looking at it from the Iron Bowl, certainly at this season, before we get to the Missouri game and obviously talk about you being inducted in this SEC Legends class, this season has been a great coaching job for Nick Saban. This team has been very resilient, and even going back to that game at the Iron Bowl, just were able to fight through some adverse times and to be able to win the football game. That sort of puts a definition around 2014. I think you would agree.
Yeah, I think so. I think this team is different from all other teams because there's a team that I think was a little bit young, and there still were a few question marks in regards to, you know, who was going to be the quarterback. Would we have a quarterback? Will he be productive enough? And I don't think nobody, you know, coming out of spring would have ever thought that we would be here playing for the SEC championship with riding the shoulders of Blake Sims. I don't think nobody thought that, you know, coming out of spring. So that's why I say this team has kind of like came together as a team, play with emotions, trust in each other, not a whole lot of experience, but just a lot of guys that know how to play with each other and trust in each other. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, the most talented top to bottom teams are not always the teams that get very far. I mean, quite naturally they do, but not all the time. And this is one of those teams that I think that have gelled throughout the season, have been in some close ball games, has always known how to fight, has always known how to, you know, keep their poise. And you're talking about some games that I think really, really mold the guys into being a really, really, really good team, because you take the LSU game, you know, that's a game where, you know, I think all hope was lost after that fumble. And somehow or another, they find a way to tie the game and go into overtime and win that game. So things like that happen during the course of the year, you know, allows your players and as well as your coaches to kind of, you know, grow a little bit and trust in each other a little more.
Bobby, this is a question that, you know, very few people that we feature can answer this question. But you go back to when you were playing here at the University of Alabama, you were a two-time All-American, and we're going to talk about being inducted into this SEC Legends class. You're also on the College Football Hall of Fame ballot, and hopefully that time will come very, very soon. We'll you know, possibly be inducted in the College Football Hall of Fame. But everybody knew back in the middle 80s that number 26 was going to get the football the majority of the time. I mean, it was part of Alabama's offense. It was, you know, the yardage that you put up, the way that they tried to find a ball to get that into your hands. It's similar to a superstar by the name of Amari Cooper. And help us understand how much harder that is when people know what you're trying to do as an offense to get it in your hands or now to get it in Amari Cooper, but to continue to perform at such a high level. Can you take a minute here and talk about Amari Cooper, how he has performed this season, but just how much harder that is when everybody knows that you're trying to get the football to number nine.
Well, you're talking about knowing, like, from a coach's perspective or knowing from a player perspective?
Well, from the other side, I mean, knowing that, you know, you got to know where number nine is and how much harder that is now to get his yardage, but he's still performing at that high level that he was earlier this season.
If I'm knowing on the other side on defense that I'm knowing he's going to get the ball in his hands or, you know, I'm thinking, you know, from a player perspective, you know, you don't think of it that way that everybody's out to stop it. You think of it as, you know, you trying to make a play, you know, to help your team win the ball game. And I think from a coaching standpoint and trying to get the ball or getting the ball to him, I think the coaches have confidence, the line has confidence, the surrounding cast has confidence. And, you know, you kind of have confidence that this guy going to be able to make the catch, especially in crucial situations. And I think when I was playing, you know, I think the coaches had a lot of confidence in, you know, in the play that was called, the offensive line, you know, executing their blocking their assignment. And they felt really good that that I would do a good job of running the ball. So it goes back to that trust level that we talked about, you know, knowing your role and perfecting your role and understanding that the next guy is going to do what he's supposed to do, so I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and we trust in each other to be able to get the play done and get some positive yards and get some positive flow. So I think that now the challenge is for the team on the defense side of the ball. I think the way you do that is you figure out a way, you know, you figure out a way to double team or some kind of way. You know, you just don't let a guy like him beat you because he's done it so many times before. But nobody has seemed to be able to come up with the recipe to do that.
Well, and maybe I didn't phrase the question right. I think you answered it right there. But just knowing that he's going to be a featured part of the offense and how much now that attention that those opposing defenders give him, but still able to get that yardage, still able to get that catch, still perform at a high level. It just, you know, now you know where he is on the football field. And as you said, maybe try to double team and try to get a safety over the top. Let's go back to this SEC Legends class. You're going to be inducted in tomorrow's game. Obviously, I know it has to be special that Alabama's playing in this game. You were going to be inducted whether Alabama was going to be there in Atlanta or not. But I know it has to add a little something to that, getting to watch your team play there in Atlanta and try to win what would be the 24th SEC title in school history.
Yeah, I think it's something really, really special. You know, knowing early on that you're going to be inducted, and now that you know that you're already in and you got a guaranteed trip to Atlanta, now you got to pull for your team to get there, to kind of be on the field with you. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Kellen Winslow and I, you know, who's going to be the Missouri, you know, legend, you know, we kind of excited. We're going to walk on the field and be a part, like we're a part of the game itself, not only just a part of being one of the 14 legends, but a part of the game itself because our teams are actually going to be on the field. And it's extra special for me because, you know, I have a freshman son that's on the team, Marlon, so it's – That's gonna be really neat to be able to be down there and be able to see him and he see me and just feel the love and the atmosphere of the fans once again. You know, so that's pretty special. So you know, it's gonna be a fun, you know, weekend. I'm just so anticipated and excited about everything that's gonna take place with the banquet and and with the fanfare and going on the field and being able to hit it, you know, hit that Crimson Tide fans cheer again. You know, it's an awesome weekend.
No doubt. And certainly Bobby Humphrey, Alabama now will have 21 legends in this SEC class. And you certainly go back and the names of Alabama football certainly stick out to us and within this class that we're talking about. Bobby Humphrey, this year's SEC football legend who will be inducted tomorrow. Bobby, where would you stand? When you look at running backs currently, how do you think players back in your generation would stack up against the players that are in current college football?
I think we'll stack up pretty good. You know, one of the things is that is a little bit different is, you know, the size of the running backs, the consistent size of the running back. I think back in my day, you know, you had a few guys that were 200 plus, I think the standard weight now for a tailback now, if you ain't weighing at least, you know, close to 200, 205 or better, you know, you probably considered to be a wide receiver. But now that's not to take away from some of the guys who's actually can run the ball. Gene Justice, 175 pounds, and he can run with the best of them. Murray Hill, James Brooks, you know, Lionel James, all those guys were small guys, but they packed a powerful punch. So I think, you know, a lot of those guys, I think we can hold our own in this day and time. You know, at least that's what I would like to believe anyway.
Bobby, what was your max weight at Alabama?
My max weight at Alabama was 189. That's going into my senior year. And my max weight in the NFL was 201. So, you know, I wasn't a very, very big back, although I was biggest of backs among some of my peers. But you know, I kind of held my own. I, you know, guys back then ran with a lot of power, and so did I. And you know, it just ran aggressively. But and the guys do nowadays too. But you just got more guys that carries a little bit more weight. You know, you're 220, 225, and you're 240. Even some guys, I think Derry Henry may be like 240. You know, so, you know, you're talking about pretty big back. So, but I think those guys could hold their own back in those days if they had to play in these days.
Bobby, as you've told me several times, skipping band practice and going and playing football led you to a historical career in Alabama football history. And I know we don't have time to get in that story, but I always think about it when your mother thought you was still practicing for the band and you were slipping out and playing the game of football. Little did you know that it would lead you to the status of where you're at in Alabama football history and also being a part of one of those great players in SEC football history. I know, enjoy the weekend. Hopefully Alabama can go out and perform at a high level, and I know that would probably add to the excitement of this induction for you. We appreciate your time here in Tuscaloosa, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Well, thanks so much, and I tell you, you put your best foot and you kind of lay all the cards on the table, and the results sometimes can come out very amazing. And I think this weekend is going to be an amazing weekend for me.